Welcome, welcome, one and all, to another episode of the Super Mega Cast.
Back again. You guys just can't get rid of us.
I know. And we can't get enough of hearing ourselves talk.
Oh, that's the main reason we do this podcast, is because I like hearing my own voice.
And we have opinions that people need to hear.
We do have opinions that people need to hear. This is episode, we're recording a bunch of episodes and backlogging and mixing them around, so I actually don't know.
I think we've accidentally said episode numbers in those episodes.
Yeah, we did. I mean, technically, this is the 309th episode of the podcast, but this is going to come out as 306.
We don't want to blow our guest load way, you know, too soon.
Yeah, we got to space it out. You know, we got some good guests though. Got some good guests on the cast. You guys are going to really, really, really enjoy it. I promise.
Well, Elon, no, we'll save it.
Come on, dude. Don't even tease it like that.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, man, lots of new stuff going on in our lives. You know, shit has been wacky and wild in our personal lives and our work lives.
Yep.
So, well, in that sense, I do want to apologize for
Matt's mom. I think I can be open about this.
I think it's cool to
talk about your personal problems to strangers.
Okay, go for it.
Matt's mom suggested an open relationship.
How did that make you feel, though? Did that hurt?
It made me feel like I'm not doing my job as a man to keep her satisfied.
It makes you feel... I know you're a monogamous guy.
Yes.
And a momogamous guy. But basically...
More of the second than the first.
But the thing is, man, I mean, do you think she's suggesting the open relationship because she isn't getting what she wants from you, but she doesn't want to break up with you, or...
I don't know. I'm just worried that... She'll have really good sex with someone else. Like, she'll really just, some guy will knock her lights out. I'm sorry.
Knock her lights out?
I know.
Decker in the face?
I know. That's why I was like, did I just not knock, show her vagina a good time?
Are you not doing
not
that?
Knock her lights out.
Are you not doing that?
I guess not. I mean, that's the...
I mean, open relationship doesn't necessarily mean that she's not satisfied. Maybe it just means she wants to explore more of what's out there.
That's... You know? I could see
you're that. You're both in your 20s.
I still get to hit.
You still get to hit. And you don't have to quit.
She's got a fat ass and she lets me hit.
She watches Hi, Mom. She watches them now.
I loved it, man.
Yeah, she called me the other night, and she watched the Jax Films episode, and she's like, I am loving this. This is so great. I'm like, well, let's wait until the next one, I guess.
You said she was inebriated out of her mind.
I didn't say she was inebriated. Well, first of all, when I said that, that was information for you, not for all the listeners.
You said she was just
I didn't say she was inebriated out of her mind.
So good, Matt.
No, not like that.
You played one of the messages that I was...
No, I didn't... Maybe she'd had some wine, but my mom was not, like, intoxicated.
And I'm just putting him in a tough spot. He just said that he could tell you were having a good time.
She might have just been totally sober. No, I know my mom when she's had some wine. I know the cadence of her voice. It changes slightly.
I mean, y'all are drinking gals.
We are. I mean, my mother and I love a good time.
Especially together, y'all get a glass of wine.
I will
now.
Say, when my mom and I are together, we drink way too much. My mom and I do drink a lot together.
Are you excited to see your mom?
Yeah, I'm going home. For a week, just to kind of like reset, and I'm very excited to see my mom. I haven't seen my mom since Christmas.
Same.
She was gonna come to Creator Clash, but she was too scared.
No, I saw my mom at Creator Clash. Ha ha. Gotcha.
And will you knock it off and get
my mom
bent?
Loves me.
My mom loves me too, Ryan. She just was. She was too busy going to Israel for
and
some reason
dad.
Instead of coming to LA.
And my stepmom. And my stepdad.
My dad loves me too.
Maybe. Jim was there.
I know Jim was there. I talked to him.
Yep.
He went up. Ryan, you're punching good.
Man, you look like a pussy boy up on that stage.
Hey, Nancy boy. Stab him. I wish Jim had thrown a chair into the ring. Jim's the type of dude to get drunk and throw a chair into the ring.
Yeah.
Would you ever physically fight Jim?
Would I physically fight Jim? I mean, if he did something, like if he spit on my mom, I'd probably get in a physical altercation
with
him.
Dude, you could decimate Jim.
You think so?
Ryan.
Even with my back the way it is?
He's red. Of course
True.
You can decimate
he
him,
is red. As in he's just sunburnt. Or sun
It looks like
tan.
He's permanently sunburnt.
Yes.
It looks like every time you see him, it's like, oh, did you go to the beach this weekend? Oh, no, you're just red. I love that he used to sing, "Why is the red man red?" Makes me laugh every time. Jim's a great guy.
The very racist Peter Pan song.
Well, it's not racist when you're singing it to Jim.
Exactly.
It's all about context, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I'm going home. I'm very excited. Tucker's going to be there the day I get in, so we're going to hang out and maybe film something. Because, you know, I got all these all those old childhood videos that I got digitized from all my old tapes. I went on eBay and I found the exact same camera, and I found a working one, so I bought it, and it's coming tomorrow to my house, and I'm going to take it back to Charleston. I already got the tapes and everything, and I think I'm going to try to shoot something with it.
I wish more movies or people in general would actually, like, go and buy, you know, like in movies where they do, like, home footage.
I don't know why it's so hard for them to fake it.
It's like you can tell it's just like a $100,000 cinema camera.
It's like clearly 4K yeah. that they just, like, shrunk down and put a filter on. People really don't know how to nail the VHS look.
Let's just buy the old cameras.
Yeah, there's two ways to do the VHS look. There's a lot of people just really goof it, I think. Especially, I'm talking mainly like movies and TV shows.
It's the fine details.
It is the fine details that make it what it is. You can either actually get the camera and do it. You can take the footage and run it through a VCR, which I have a friend that does that for me sometimes. Like the shit for my Monopoly music video, that was my friend that actually ran that footage through his VCR.
Yeah.
Which I want to try to build a setup like that, like a VCR glitch setup. My friend Adam is good at it. But the other option is you can use plugins, which is what we do a lot.
They're good plugins.
From now on, like with music videos, I would love to actually run it through a VCR. But the plugins that we use, I'm sure many of you will revel in this delight. We use Red Giant Universe. That's where the best VHS plugins are. They've got CRT one. They've got VHS. I think it's called Maxon now. But look up Red Giant Universe. That's the plugin pack that has the VHS one that we use, and you can like tweak all the fine details. And Blonde Boys, we ran it through some weird program. Do you remember that? We had to like do like a script.
Didn't it like fail a bunch, and we had to figure out how to get the program to work correctly?
It was some weird like script we had to run to get it to do that, but it looked really good. But I have no fucking clue what we even did with that.
I can't remember.
That shit, I just remember we were trying to figure out how to do it, and we just found this weird program that would do it, but you had to, like, put all these scripts in, but it turned out good. Turned out A-OK.
And people love it. They love it on YouTube, on TikTok.
People love it. They love the Blonde Boys.
On the gram.
The Blonde Boys. We love it. We love it. The great.
And you're actually blonde right now.
I am blonde.
It works in that instance. You know, you are a blonde boy.
I'm a blonde boy, technically.
I'm still a...
You're a brown boy.
Well,
no.
I'm a brunette boy.
I was thinking about, I was like, what if we did a sequel called Brown Boys? And then I was like, no, that's not going to work.
We're just brown boys doing what brown
boys do. We do a goth one, we get black hair, and we're black boys. But I don't know if that one would fly. We're just black boys.
The sequel that everyone was waiting for, asking for, actually.
7 years later. We're just black boys, dude. But we just have black hair. That would have been a great sequel.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I think we did enough on Kids with Problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you did enough. It was your channel. I was merely a paid actor.
I mean, you weren't paid.
No,
I don't think we ever made a single penny off of that channel.
No, just like Syndigo didn't really make that much.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't get any of it.
And all the videos on Syndigo, unless they're like claimed by someone, all the monetization is turned off and shit.
Is it off?
Mm-hmm.
Did you turn it off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Way back in the day.
Damn. Blonde Boys would have probably made a pretty penny. We never made a penny off of Blonde Boys.
Nope.
Isn't that crazy?
Nope.
Not a single penny.
Well, I think our account, like the AdSense, made money.
Well, what happened to the AdSense? Is it still there?
No, I think we gave a lot of it to
Daniel's family. Daniel's family. Yeah. They deserve it. And that that AdSense, I guess if it's turned off now, then is it true that like if the AdSense is off, it doesn't promote videos as much, like in the algorithm? I heard that. Like if the video has monetization off, it's not getting promoted as much.
Don't know if I want if I want old like promoted.
I don't even
just like your old video. Like do you want what's it called? Flippy floppies. What's it called?
Flippy floppies, yeah.
What's it called?
Flippy floppies.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's called flippy floppies.
Okay. No, it's not. Are you fucking with me? Your old video, your
old rap? It's called flippy floppies.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
That's literally like the song. Flippy floppies, my flop flop flippies, and my flippy floppies, and my flippy floppies. It's on Format 24. It's an old,
good.
It's a rap song I made with my friend in our short-lived rap duo, I Hate My Freaking Jacket Off. Because my friend Sam was taking his jacket off, and he said that, and we thought it was funny. Look, let's name ourselves that. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Not inspired by Lonely Island at all.
No?
No.
Okay. I mean, the name sounds nothing like it, so I wouldn't think it would be.
Well, the flippy floppies thing.
Oh.
Totally lifted that from...
Am I flippy floppies?
Mm-hmm. I'm on a boat.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Well, that's there forever.
With T-Pain.
T-Pain is in that. We got to get
Twitch
T-Pain on the podcast.
Twitch streamer T-Pain.
We can get him on the podcast, I think.
You think he'd like it here?
I think he'd vibe with us.
I remember...
Dude,
who
if he
said...
likes if he likes Eddie, he'd
okay,
like us,
yeah,
you know?
He'll definitely like us.
So.
It was a... Was it Luke or Layton or... Who was it that was like surprised at how small the set actually is?
I don't know. I don't know if I saw that.
were you not in the room? There was someone who was just like,
"This is a tiny ass."
They're like,
room,
"Oh
guys.
Damn! I wasn't expecting this. It looks a lot bigger."
Yeah, it looks bigger on camera, but it actually this room is probably 10 foot by 15, and it's weirdly shaped. The door is like diagonal. Like
they have like the think of it as it would be a square, except they cut one of the corners diagonally. What happened? What is this?
I just leaned over and found a bowl.
Is it filled? Does it have anything?
It's got ash in it. Oh. This is see Rab and Lex
staying
here.
I can see if there's
here.
Anything else in it.
There is not, trust me. Take a look at that. That's not, there's nothing in there.
Oh, there's some green in there.
Not really.
Watch this.
Watch this, brother. I have a peace pipe in my hand.
Shout out to T-Pain. Come on the our podcast, please. Send him this clip of me begging. T-Pain, come on Super Mega Cast. It'd be, did you get anything? Oh, wow. I thought it was just Torch, man. Now when we select the monetization stuff, we have to select drug use, Ryan. Thanks.
That was fake. That was CGI.
Dude, look at it.
Do we have to still do it if it's CGI?
Remember last time with the crack smoking thing. Look at that smoke coming up, dude. It's like the old podcast.
That's what I'm transfixed by. I'm like...
Whoa, that. I mean, the beautiful. Smoke coming out is very smooth. I don't know if you can see it on camera, but it's like the old podcast when we had the cigarette ashtray between
camera?
Us.
No. Who knows?
It's a lot of smoke in the room now. I got my 80s grandma glasses on. I lost all my glasses, and then I found this pair that I got when I was just trying a bunch of different pairs, but I kind of like them. I kind of like the big grandma glasses.
I like big glasses on you. Big
I'm
glasses?
I'm rocking these now. This is my new grandma.
They're very...
My Kim Il-sung glasses.
Well, they're very, like, 90s glasses. Like, every 90s dad had a big pair of those.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah?
You know, I mean, it's...
There's old videos of like my dad with them.
I just think they just remind me of Kim Il Sung. Have you seen pictures?
Who was
of him?
A glorious leader?
Yeah, well, of course, he was a great leader. Fought the American imperialists, the pigs.
Brave.
You know, shot down some warplanes, made a country.
What else?
Some people got really hungry.
Some.
Well, he did say that you know you only need a small. Percentage of your population to win a war.
Which he's right. He's not saying anything.
In regards to famine and
yeah.
mass famine.
He's just implying what a good strategy would be. What are you doing?
Listen, Kimmel.
What was that?
It's a vape.
Give it here.
I shouldn't be smoking nicotine. Don't, and I'm not promoting. Luke put it on screen. Do not smoke nicotine. I wish I never fucking touched it, and now I'm addicted to it, and I've been addicted to it for years, and it sucks ass. I honestly, genuinely wish I had never touched nicotine.
Same.
But here I am. But yeah, Kim Il-sung was someone I look up to a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I wear these glasses. And Kim Jong-il.
Speaking of looking up, like how people look up at UFOs.
Yep.
And they go, they wouldn't, I don't
they
know.
Go, nope.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. We saw nope. And we're a little scared to talk about this.
And the reason...
Have a seat, guys.
Yeah, yeah. The reason we're so scared to talk about this subject is because our views align with certain pundits who we normally don't agree with.
Our views on the movie. Not our views.
No, as in like our view, like we agree with them on not their sentiment on the movie. Well, not like exactly like their review. I mean, now
okay.
we're just... We gotta,
so Nope, okay, I'll just come out and say
yes,
it.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy Nope. I thought it was incoherent. I thought it was bad. I thought it was boring. And I didn't like it. But, and neither did Ryan.
And I was not, I as well was not a big fan.
I didn't
of Nope.
like it. I just don't think it was good. I didn't enjoy it. And then I thought it was cheesy. I thought it was, the twist was dumb.
I felt like it was oddly, like for me personally, it was oddly paced due to the structure of the film.
Absolutely.
I feel like they could have structured it a bit better.
And then there's these storylines, the you know, that just kind of are there and then go away, and it's like didn't really serve any function in the movie's plot.
It's very theme-heavy and not character-heavy. I feel like the characters are kind of the same from beginning to end.
And,
which is, you know, Han Solo. Everybody loves Han Solo.
I'm Han Solo.
But I guess he does go through a character arc, though.
But here's the thing, is I thought that, I was like, wow, yeah, people aren't going to like this one. But it turns out, everyone fucking loves this movie.
I know, we got out of it and we're like, let's see what people think. It's like 80% on Rotten Tomatoes at the time.
Fresh.
Certified fresh.
Everyone fucking loves
everyone
it,
everyone loved it on the r/movies discussion thread for Nope.
I see Andrew Callahan. He's like, I fucking loved it.
Letterboxd. Our friends really loved it.
Yeah.
Justin also didn't like it.
But then I see...
I'm throwing him under the bus in this one too.
Yeah, so harass him too for this. But basically I see Logan Paul comes out and says... He doesn't like the movie, and I was like, yeah, he's right, and I agreed with why he didn't like the movie. I didn't read the whole thread, but...
I didn't read the whole thread.
I just looked through, and I was like, yeah, I mean, he's got a point, but it's Logan, fucking Logan Paul.
Well, I don't know any of his points. I just know that he doesn't like it.
And then next thing I see Tim Pool say the same thing, and I'm like, oh, no. What? So now we're going to get grouped in with Logan Paul and Tim Pool and for not liking this movie.
Well, the movie... I made it my voice crack.
Fucking idiot.
I know. I don't think there's like everything is awful about the movie.
No.
Like I liked the cast. The cast was
yes.
really good. The cinematography was really good.
Some of the visuals could have been better, I thought.
The sound design was awesome.
Yeah. And the set design was really cool too.
Yes. But like that's very most of that is just kind of, what is it? It doesn't go deeper than that for me.
Yeah, same.
Like, I understand, like...
But people might be mad. I think people might flame us for our opinion on this movie for not liking it, because people love it. I love Jordan Peele, and I thought Get Out was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed Us, not as much as Get Out. And this one, though, I wasn't really feeling it.
I think I would still enjoy Nope on a second watch more than I would have enjoyed Us on a second
watch. I agree with that.
Just because it's like, oh, now I know this thing.
Now, let's talk about why we might have some bias. It's because
okay.
you guys know that Ryan and
spoiler
I...
Alert. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Okay, big spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear this...
Skip this time code.
Skip to after the ad break.
Yeah, because we'll...
We'll talk about this until the ad break.
Yes.
Basically, Ryan and I love gray aliens.
Like
the
whole
passion.
The aesthetic of the UFO.
The metal flying saucer.
The shiny flying saucer with the little gray men inside.
And that's what we wanted from the movie. And we were very excited to finally have a gray alien movie again.
So the reason, this sounds like the reason we don't like it is very superficial. And it is.
The movie I also thought was bad. But yeah. Basically, we're standing outside the movie theater and Ryan's like, dude, I swear if they dupe us and like it's not actually gray aliens and it's like, something else. And I was like, dude, if they 10 Cloverfield Lane our ass, I'm gonna be very upset.
And the moment the line is said, it's not a ship, I leaned over to Matt.
It's a creature.
And I was like, we're being duped.
I know, I looked at him. And then it turns out the UFO is just a big flying creature.
The movie starts with a monkey. It's like it's really well shot, and also like it's gonna be about hope, you know, UFO gray alien shit. And like we're like, this is setting up to be,
dude, it had everything that I wanted. Yeah, a fucking chimp, UFOs, it's great. I was so excited. I mean, I was just very disappointed,
yeah.
Unfortunately. And if you guys liked the movie, that's totally cool. You don't need to dox us for our opinions on this one, please. And yeah.
I probably think I would enjoy it more on a second watch, because there was a strong bias. But I also do feel like I didn't like how they structured. I feel like certain scenes should have been structured differently and also placed in a different order.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, that's our take on Nope.
But overall, like, I don't know. There's some really good things. I'm not a racist.
Well, not publicly.
Yeah, publicly.
Well,
my online persona is not a racist.
Speaking of racism, we're going to go to some sponsors now. So, here you go, guys. Your favorite part of the podcast. Let's roll it, Luke. Roll it.
Let's go.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It's getting weird now that he keeps sending these to us. The autographs.
Well, at least he sends them to you to our fucking office. He sends them to my personal address still.
Cosby's sending the autographs to your house?
Mm-hmm.
He sent like 5. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, we could maybe sell this one day, but fucking, I don't know, dude. It's just kind of weird.
He sends me flowers every birthday, though. He's very thoughtful.
He's a thoughtful man. He's very caring.
America's dad.
He is America's dad. I wish he was my dad.
He's not American dad, though.
No. Bill Cosby and Stan Smith or, you know.
What's his name?
I think it's Stan Smith.
Stan Smith.
From American Dad.
The Smiths.
Isn't it Stan Smith?
I don't know. I really liked American Dad at one point. Like,
there was
like a stretch of like a month where I was addicted to it.
American Dad does slap on occasion. It's better. I don't know if I like it more than Family Guy. I think arguably it's written better than Family Guy, but it's... I like just something about Family Guy, man. I just can't get enough of that Peter Griffin guy.
Family Guy slaps, bro.
I still do enjoy Family Guy. You know?
I can't remember the last time I watched Family Guy.
I watched it kind of recently. I came home the other night and Jim and Luke. Luke put a picture of yourself, our podcast editor.
Sorry.
Justin just walked
Justin
outside the door.
Flipped us off.
He reached in his pants and he pulled out a fucking middle finger.
Yep.
He was probably measuring his cock. Said, look, it's this big.
Dude, come here.
Luke, I hope that you're adding punch sound effects every time we fist bump. If you're not, then I might be out of a job soon. That one hurt.
Ouch. I'm sorry. Well, you did that. Why am I sorry? You're the one that did it.
Yeah, well, I'm the one that went for the hard fucking punch. My knuckle has been kind of bruised for like a month and a half. And every time it gets a little bit better, I bruise it. I fucking smash it again. Like, it was healing, and then at round one, there was the boxing thing, and I fucking,
What's your score? How hard?
700-something.
You'd beat the shit out
of me. I want to say 729.
That's pro boxer right there.
It is. We're professional boxers.
We are.
We're retired boxers.
We had professional boxing matches.
We did, and we're retired boxers now. Dude, I love that I can call myself a retired boxer for literally just walking into a ring, getting my ass absolutely whooped for 22 seconds, not landing a single punch, and now I'm a retired boxer. You know, some things in life just come easy.
I mean, boxing came easy to us because we're very athletic and handsome.
Very healthy, very, take care of our bodies.
Yep.
Take care of our hearts, our souls, our lungs.
You got to make sure that you have enough lung capacity to do good cardio.
My cardio is abysmal right now. Mm. What's your
why?
I don't know. I'm not sure why my cardio is so abysmal. Can I hit that vape?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, but...
For the audio listeners.
That's good shit. Not promoting smoking.
No. This is all CGI.
I'm really not promoting... Like, I feel irresponsible because I feel like... I don't want kids to be like, well, the funny YouTube man smokes, so maybe I should do it too and be like him. No, you're a dumbass if you do that. You're an absolute shithead.
Well, we're probably not helping people who are trying to, because I know like when I was quitting cigarettes and the other times that I tried to, if I saw like a TV show or a movie and they smoked a cigarette, I'd be like,
That's how I felt too when I was quitting the sex addiction.
Yeah.
And I would watch movies and they have sex and then get me horny, man. It's especially awkward when I'm watching a movie with my family and there's a sex scene. You know, a lot of people...
There are only a few people around to help you with that scenario, too.
Well, man, when you watch a lot of porn, you start getting into weird territories and, you know, that's where I was at.
I just want to point out, Justin walked by again.
Did he do anything?
But did not flip us off. Which is...
See, what, we should call him in here and then say, never mind, just to fuck with him. Hey, Justin!
Justin!
Justin, come here! This is going to be good. This is going to be so good. Justin!
Should you call him?
Yeah, I'll give him a call. Oh, wait. Can you get Justin in here?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe Jim and Layton, too. Get them all in here and say, oh, just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, this is going to be fucking, we're going to get them. Good. This is going to be good. I'm nervous. I'm a little bit nervous. I will not lie.
We can't wear it on our faces. I feel
like okay, yeah, I got to get it out of my system.
So Jim's getting Justin. I think they're here.
Can you
come in? And is Layton here?
Yeah, Layton's here.
Can you get him too?
Yeah.
Can I get Luke in here too?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
We got to talk to everyone.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We're just going to talk to everyone real quick. He's getting Luke. Layton's coming.
Hold on a second.
How you doing? Justin, who I'm talking to.
Doing good.
Yeah?
He said he's doing good.
Better.
Good.
Hey, guys. Come on in. We gotta talk to you guys about something.
Oh, I smoked a little. Okay, so Justin. Okay, there's Layton. Luke's sitting.
Luke. Hey, Luke, it's you're editing this. It's you. This is Luke, everyone.
Hey,
Luke.
Hi, everyone.
Make sure to edit me to look sexy.
Look, you're out of frame.
You're not even in the frame, Jim.
Here, come sit on my lap.
Kneel down, Jim.
Hey. Justin?
Hey, never so, we called you guys in here because...
What?
Just kidding.
Never mind.
Get out. We're kidding. There's nothing. We had nothing to say the whole time.
We just wanted
you guys
to prank
fell
you.
For it.
I thought I was going to get fired.
You're squishing me.
Well, that's not today. It's not. Who knows?
It's not ever.
It'll be ever.
So
y'all think it's funny, huh? I got a lot of fucking.
Justin, God. Relax,
dude.
Justin, calm down. There's no need to bring the Chris Chan signed taser in here.
I've got a job.
And drain its battery.
My time is valuable.
I understand.
So is
your
ours,
time
Justin.
Is valuable, Justin.
Justin, can I hold that taser?
Is it valuable?
Yeah.
Are you the one holding the taser?
No, but can
Matt,
I hold it?
Odds are I tase you live on the podcast.
Five,
three, two, one, four.
Yes!
Hear that, audience?
Woo!
It's signed by Chris Chan and everything.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
If you can zoom in on that shit, Lou.
Yeah.
You gotta get the other side, too.
I got tased earlier, and I still have the fucking swollen mark on my arm.
Too.
I love that it says zapping it up on it.
Zap to the extreme.
Look.
Fuck, this is gonna suck.
Get his ass! Get his ass!
Okay. All right.
Ready, buddy?
Yeah, where are you gonna get me?
Where do you want me to get you?
Just fucking arm.
Okay,
go.
Ready?
Yeah. Ah! Woo! Woo!
That was awesome. Oh, sorry.
Oh my god, that feels good, baby.
He loves that.
You want to keep this
my
here?
Yeah sure. Yes, let's keep it in here. My heart is racing right now.
But it woke you up, I'm sure. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, it made contact on skin, Layton, and I'm sure the red mark is going to show any second.
I think
second.
I double-tapped you.
You did double-tap me.
I mean, Luke's pretty good at editing, so he can make it look like it was contact.
That's true, yeah. I'm waiting for the mark to show up. I see where you did it.
Maybe next time I actually get around.
Love shit. Y'all.
That shit hurt.
I think Justin shrugged when I said love y'all. So
dude, these fucking employees don't respect us, man.
Or love us, which is more important.
Yes.
They have to worship the ground we stand on.
Yes.
Unless, you know, they want to get booted from the Super Megaplex for being unprofessional.
If they don't love us, it's very unprofessional.
Yep.
I love it.
Just describing that as unprofessional.
My employees don't love me. Sit Justin down. Justin, do you love me? What? I'm serious. Do you love me?
This is a business conversation.
And if he says, like, no, and it's like, well, I'd be ashamed to have to let you go. You know?
Is this episode's thumbnail going to have the taser on it?
Yeah, it's probably going to be me getting tased.
We're going to get millions of fucking views, bro.
Hey, man, I took one for the team.
Come on.
Surprised you didn't. I don't know if the camera can see, but I got tased earlier. Luke, you might have to zoom in on this one. But that's that. This right there, that's where I got tased earlier. Do you want me to tase you? Thigh?
I don't want you to tase me.
What are the odds I get to tase your thigh?
Five.
Three, two, one, two.
Three. Sorry.
I don't know if that, I think that would hurt less. I don't know. I got little red marks here.
I got little red
marks. It burned the hair
on
my arm. That's a good way to itch mosquito bites. You know, you're not supposed to scratch them. You're supposed to slap them. Tase them.
Well, I mean, those fucking, what are they? Just mosquito traps or whatever. Lamps. They tase them.
They do get tased, man. You'll be sitting there. Bzz. You ever touch one of those?
No.
It's fun.
Have you touched an electric fence?
Yeah, dude. Fuck. I was in Georgia with my friend when I was like 10. And there was an electric, like, fence.
Did you know it was electric?
No, I didn't know it was electric. And I leaned back and grabbed it. Like, I leaned on it. And I grabbed it both my hands at the same fucking time, dude. And I still remember to this day, I felt it all the way through my body.
There's people who, like, die by doing that.
Yeah, because your muscles tense up. I was like, damn, that's a strong electric fence. I thought it was just going to be a little volt, but it's... We had one outside.
You're
the
here.
Super Megaplex.
You survived.
I did survive.
And you just got tased live on the Super Megacast.
I did, bro. And
well, live for us, not for the audience.
I'm not afraid to get hurt for content. Neither are you.
Nope.
Creator clash.
Yeah. Got the most hurt I've ever been.
Me too.
Hurt.
No, most hurt I've ever been was after my asshole surgery. But I don't know if that counts as like.
Well, mine is like I experienced more pain from like recovering. For the sciatic shit and my nose.
I guess.
But I do feel like I have never been broken that badly before.
Yes, for sure. I think that was the worst pain I've been dealt.
The most intense.
When he got me in the right here.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst.
Yeah, more than once there, though.
He kept getting me right here. And it wasn't just like a punch. He drives it up. And that's what hurt.
And then he goes, oh. He's going to probably comment on this podcast.
Nathan, don't comment on this podcast, please.
Or dad.
Keith Apicary, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Keith Apicary can comment on it. I like Keith. That dad guy's no good.
Yeah, we brought Nathan on the podcast. Would you mind having Keith on at some
point? No, I definitely have Keith on, dude. I'm a big Keith head.
Okay.
I love Keith. Did you see him on America's Got Talent? It's incredible, dude. Dancing's
unreal.
But
not dad or Nathan.
Not dad or Nathan, unfortunately. Okay. But Keith's pretty cool. You know, notice anything different about me?
You're wearing new sweatpants.
Nope. No, it's not the pants.
Your facial hair.
Uh-huh. You guys see this shit? See what daddy's doing?
Oh, they can see. Luke, get really close in on that. Yeah, that looks fucking great.
So see, this is the very first time in my life that it's connecting over here.
You're getting excited.
I still got this little like bald patch right here. But that's okay because this stuff is connecting now. Not on this side though, but this side's connecting.
Getting a little jittery.
It means that something's happening in my body. It means my hormones are starting to say, let's do this shit. Let's do this thing. You know, we're tired of looking like a little boy who smokes crack. Let's do this thing.
Let's turn him into a grown man.
Do you think I would look good
who smokes crack?
With facial hair if I had like the full.
I think you'd look really handsome.
Thank you. I want to try it, man.
It'd be interesting because your hair's blonde.
I at least want to do the mustache with the blonde hair. You know?
Yeah.
Like the guy from Narcos, you know? The blonde guy from Narcos.
Oh, yes.
The main guy, the white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started rewatching that show recently when I stopped.
Didn't they go like? I think I only watched the first and second season. Are those the only seasons dealing with Pablo?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 3 and 4, which are with.
I did watch 3.
The Cali Cartel,
but I didn't watch 4.
And then there's Narcos Mexico, which
is it from the same people?
Yeah.
Or is it just kind of like coasting off?
No,
of
it's
is it good?
It's a new like series. I haven't watched it, but it's about El Chapo.
Okay.
But, you know, that's the whole thing where they sent one of the location scouts down there in Mexico and the cartel killed him. So that shows a little, because, you know, they're making sure by the cartel, they send a guy to go scout out locations down in like the desert, goes down there and they kill him.
Well, I mean, was he aware? It's like, yeah, we're going to scout for filming locations where cartel people would actually be.
So listen, we want you to go into this heavily cartel controlled area and just stick your nose around places.
Take some pictures.
Just get a camera and go stick your nose around in some places.
Look like an informant for another cartel.
I guess, I mean, like going like literally with a camera and just kind of like snooping around. I guess not the best idea.
I think snooping around in their territory in general.
I think just being in cartel territory is.
Yeah.
Well, we're in cartel territory technically. Well, everywhere. We're in gang territory.
Everywhere's cartel territory.
Everywhere in Los Angeles is some gang territory. I looked. There's actually a map of it. I'm MS-13, baby.
You better memorize that map.
I am. I'm MS-13.
Good.
I think you are too. MS-13 controls a lot.
Okay.
And isn't
MS-13 also back in South Carolina too?
MS-13 is massive.
They're huge.
And I have nothing bad to say about MS-13.
Nope. They're being real.
You know, just statistically.
That's probably not a. They're doing
their thing.
Yeah.
Just statistically speaking, the one person watching this is associated with MS-13.
Nah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure. They don't have to prove it.
No, they don't. I'm happy that they're doing their thing, and I'm happy for them.
And I'm happy that they're watching our content.
Yeah, and we're doing
laughs.
Our thing, and
I would love to continue doing my thing.
Me too.
And I would love for them to continue doing their thing.
Sure.
And that is not a threat.
No.
I am genuinely, like, it puts me at ease that we can just do our own thing separately.
MS-13 is all good in my eyes.
Yes. Well, yes. The well, I was thinking of, a
well.
Yeah.
You're thinking
like
of
an old Lassie episode.
Yeah. Because you were thinking, oh.
I've been watching Lassie recently, actually.
And if an MS-13 member were to fall down a well, you would help them.
Yes.
And as would I. I'd help them, throw them a rope. I'd help them get out, towel them off.
Do whatever they needed.
We need to land this.
And I would wish them the best and send them on whichever way they wanted to go.
Yep. And if they needed a ride, I'd give them a ride. MS-13. Okay, we're going to take an ad break.
Yeah. And we will be right back. Did you like those ad reads?
I loved them. Not as much as
I was asking
did.
The audience.
Oh, well, I loved them too.
I mean, same.
You know, Ryan,
what?
I'm an American by birth.
Same.
But I'm a soldier by choice.
I'm a soldier by heart.
We'll put a boot in your ass. Love that song, dude. I love like the propaganda country music that came out around like the start of like the war in Iraq.
War, yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, what's his fucking name? Toby Keith? No, maybe. Who's the one that made that song? It's Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
I don't know.
That song
I'm bad with names.
That song is so good, dude.
I used to hang out with him though. Just can't remember the guy's name.
I think it's Toby Keith.
He's pretty cool behind the scenes. He mostly just—it's just a facade, like Larry the Cable Guy. It's a fake accent and everything.
Well, I know someone that actually worked. I don't want to rat him. I don't want to say the big, very, very big music label that handles a lot of country artists. And she told me, or she told someone that told me, I should say, that most of them are Democrats, like
doing a fake accent.
They're like liberals and they, you know, vote liberal and everything, but they play into the country thing because it is so successful. But like
there's a lot of good Southern boys who are Democrats.
Yeah, like Lindsey Graham.
Oh, he's Lindsey, yeah.
Democrat in my book.
Are you putting on a song?
Song is great, dude. Look at him, dude, with the fireworks going.
It's like the song they have playing at like a fair before the Christian band comes on to sing.
Yeah, they'll have that like playing
they have
on the speakers.
Like the quotes fading in and out.
That feels like music that would play when I'm at like the county fair with like a church group, and it's like playing on the speakers as like Ferris wheels going around.
I haven't been to the South Carolina State Fair since 2015.
Maybe we should go this year. When is it? October?
October.
Maybe you and I should take a trip back. Go to that. Might would be really nice. I miss it, man. I'm so nostalgic because I would go in college.
I would go
with my girlfriend, with my friends.
Little boy.
It's very nostalgic. We should go.
You get to see the sand sculptures.
Yeah, I throw nickels at it. I'm a little bad boy. I go.
Ooh.
Some people do that. You're an asshole if you do that. It's a fucking.
Some people just take their fucking arm and just swipe right through it.
Make
some
their
people.
Friend group go.
Oh, it's funny.
It's really funny. Ruining
oh,
someone's
it's hilarious.
Art. Dude, that sand art's insane. How the fuck do they do that?
I don't know. If I knew, I would probably try to make one. I would try to make a beautiful Matt Watson sand sculpture.
Would you?
And then put it right in front of your front door so every time you leave.
I really have to be careful to step over
mm-hmm.
it.
And you'd feel awful if you're like, damn, you know?
Some Uber Eats guy would probably drop the bag on it and ruin it. You know, let me tell you something, Ryan. Let me complain for a second.
About?
Let me get on my fucking soapbox.
Okay. I'm ready to
I ordered Postmates, okay?
Yeah.
Right?
I hear you.
I ordered McDonald's, right?
Okay. Classic American restaurant.
I need some barbecue sauce. I add extra barbecue sauce on my order just to make sure.
And none show up, I'm guessing?
Well, just wait. The driver is in line at the drive-thru, and I message her, and I say, hey, could you please make sure that they include the barbecue sauce? Okay. Thanks. And she goes, absolutely. Shows up. What do you think happened?
No barbecue.
No barbecue sauce.
That could still be McDonald's fault, because she can't open your order because it comes in that sealed bag. And she can ask.
Oh, it isn't her fault. Fuck. Oh, I did some bad things then.
Did you?
I got her fired.
That's good shit.
No, I just... I
called corporate.
It's not the driver's fault. It's just... Nothing infuriates me more, besides racism, than...
Or sexism. Well,
That's third, fourth. That's at least sixth or seventh. But what... Racism, I mean, the second thing is when restaurants don't give you the sauces. Like, and you get your order without sauces. Because I'm a big sauce guy.
The number one restaurant that... has done that to me has been Buffalo Wild Wings.
Fuck Buffalo Wild Wings,
and I don't mean to slander them. And I don't want to get in a lawsuit or anything.
I do.
But...
Bring it on.
Whoever is working at Buffalo Wild Wings, I understand working out at Buffalo Wild Wings day after day.
It's got to suck. I totally get it.
But why do you have to take that out on my enjoyment?
Why do you have to not include my sauces for my wings and shit?
Out of spite. For the working man, 9-to-5ers out there, working class Americans like Matt and I.
It honestly pisses me off. And I'll say it on record, fuck Buffalo Wild Wings, sue us. Come on.
No, but they have been consistently like the ones to like always like forget a sauce or forget some shit.
Well, see, I
give me the wrong fucking flavored wings. That's happened to me like 3 times with them.
I make an effort to say like when I pick it up or when they're dropping off, I'm like, oh, would you mind please checking to make sure they include the sauces?
Never.
What kind of fucking world do we live in, man?
One that I wish we could progress fast.
We're not going to progress as long as we got motherfuckers forgetting our sauces.
How are we supposed to achieve, you know, the cure to cancer if we can't even get people's Buffalo Wild Wings orders correct?
McDonald's is pretty consistent with not including sauces. You know, yeah. The restaurant that has never failed me?
Chick-fil-A.
They include the sauces every single time.
Chick-fil-A's great.
You know who worked at Buffalo Wild
Sometimes.
Wings?
Sometimes. Their food is great. Huh?
Layton worked at Buffalo Wild Wings.
He did.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A.
So did you.
Yeah. Well, it was a shortly lived thing last year, and I don't want to talk about that.
I mean, you were a manager.
Oh, I moved up fast.
Yeah.
But you know what happened. We don't need to rehash it.
No. It'll get us in more hot water, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you more than me.
Well, lawyers said not to talk about what happened with the Buffalo Wild Wings thing.
Yeah.
And Luke, you definitely cut this out. I don't know, man.
What?
I just think it's a dumb law. The one that I broke.
Yes.
It's, you know.
I mean, you understand why the law's in place. Like, you
I guess, but...
I feel like there has to be some sort of lesson. We don't have to go into it.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later. Yeah. We got to keep doing the podcast. Okay.
Do you want to talk about...
So Joe Biden's in the news. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Joe Biden. Sure, why not?
President Joe Biden.
Mm.
Dude, he's running again. He needs to...
Is he actually running again?
He needs to take a nap. So is Trump.
Is he running again?
Uh-huh.
Did he announce that?
Not formally, but... You know, he's said it to everyone around him, and they've reported it. And Trump has said he's going to run again. I don't think he's done, like, they say it, but they haven't done the official announcement.
I'm just kind of, like, tired. Like, I don't check political stuff as much as I used to. I kind of got winded after everything. Not like, oh, I was
political
beaten down. I was just like, yeah, I guess.
It's real, man. It's like, I just got so sick of fucking Donald Trump, hearing about Donald Trump.
Oh, we're going to hear about him more, and we're always going to hear about him because he's running again.
He's running again, and we're going to hear
him. He's going to lose again, like a butthole.
No, he's going to win again for the third time in a row.
Not, I didn't call him a bitch, so karma's going to work. It's not going to work against me. I called him a butthole, which is not a curse word. So.
Well, to some it is, dude.
To, like, I guess, Amish people? Could you picture an Amish person saying, show me your butthole?
Yes, I can. Because Amish people, I imagine, don't have premarital sex, so they do that little loophole, like put it in the butt.
Could you imagine them saying pussy?
Or do you think cannot imagine an Amish person saying pussy.
Like, I love the feeling of your vagina is probably what they would, or like,
I'm enjoying this coitus with your vagina.
Your vagina is exquisite this evening. Something like that.
Madame. How do Amish people even talk?
Yo.
What up, player? Hey, what up, pimp?
What's up, pimps?
Imagine an Amish pimp. You know, like in like one of those little like compounds.
Don't
like,
need electricity for sex work.
No, you don't. It's legit work. So
unless it's an OnlyFans thing.
Dude, an Amish pimp would be fucking badass. Dude, we gotta write a comedy about an Amish pimp.
Why not a drama?
Okay, we'll make it really serious.
We'll make it the new Moonlight.
What'd it be called? Let's call it Amish.
Paradise.
Okay, Paradise, yeah.
Amish Paradise.
No, it's the Weird Al song, dude.
Well, come on.
We'll just call it Paradise. It'll kind of be like a reference, but we never say it.
And then it can end it could end with Amish Paradise?
Sure.
End with an Amish Paradise instrumental?
It's not a dramedy
either. So it's just Gangster's Paradise, essentially.
It's just the instrumental of
just
Gangster's
a really
Paradise.
Bad version of Gangster's Paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him, and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care. In fact, I wish him well. Because I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. It's great.
Yeah, it's great, man. We should make music. An Amish pimp is something that I like the thought of a lot, though. And we should workshop this one. Okay. And I don't want it to be funny at all. I want this to be a very serious drama.
I want people to take us seriously as artists when they watch this.
They will
like they should. They should already.
Yes, they should. And
respect us as artists.
They do. They do respect us. Everyone does. But I think the Amish pimp thing might be what takes us to the next level. Does he speak like a pimp? Does he talk like a pimp?
How does a pimp talk? What do you mean?
You know how a pimp talks.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, Ryan.
No, I don't.
You hang out with pimps all the time, dude.
Are you talking about like they need to do like a Cat Williams from the Boondocks impression?
Yeah, is he going to have that voice? Can Cat Williams just play the Amish pimp?
I mean, why not?
Is Cat Williams an actual pimp or is that just his image?
I mean, he's...
He got beat up by a seventh
his
grader.
His image isn't pimp anymore. He was in a lot of movies as a pimp, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was like...
I mean, he was in Boondocks as a pimp. Not the Boondock Saints.
Remember when Cat Williams got beat up by a seventh grader?
Yep.
They're playing... He's playing football in like...
There's a video of him on the ground. He looks sad.
What the hell is he doing playing football with seventh graders? Then he gets his ass whooped. Cat Williams, man. What about dog? Why no dog Williams?
Come on.
Yeah, on that one, yeah, dude. That was a good one. That was a fucking zinger.
I think almost a good enough zinger to end it, but not... I think there needs to be a better one.
Cat Williams. More like Scat Williams.
Perfect.
Like
okay, Luke.
All right, thank you guys for watching. Go to Patreon. Just go to Patreon.
And
support the boys. And also, we Patreon's got like a Minecraft server and a Discord and lots of fun videos, and you get the podcast ad free. Sometimes we're really late to upload it, but
and we just recorded most of a let's or half or most of a let's play. So hopefully that'll get edited soon and put out. Yeah, well, I don't know when this one's going up this week. Yeah. So that hopefully the stuff will come out like soon.
Justin's got to stop playing with himself first.
I know.
Sits at that desk and plays with himself all day.
Well, I don't know. The mail video's done.
I don't know, dude. He's just sitting there playing with himself. Every time I look over, he's got his hand in his pants. Yeah. Playing a little pocket pool.
He doesn't even have the computer like looking like he's working.
So I think he screen recorded him working once, and he plays it on loop, like full screen.
Yeah. Well, he's gotten so lazy, he just keeps his laptop closed at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We love you so much. You're very special. Now go home
and brush your teeth.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.